Now, despite years of trying to get on top of Australia's obesity problem, a new study suggests that the situation isn't improving, with obesity now costing the economy around $12 billion a year. Well, a new study out of Deakin University has found that increasing the price of alcohol is the foremost value-for-money policy option to prevent obesity. It's a solution that's not likely to be popular. Well, talking with me today about this is Professor John Dixon from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute, Melbourne. John, thanks so much for your time on the show.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. So what is the economic impact of obesity in Australia per year? How badly are we doing with this?
Well, look, globally, it's a disaster. And Australia is just following others. We have almost 30% of Australian adults who are obese and more than 1.5 million who are very severely obese and impaired by their weight. And this epidemic is not stopping at all. And as a nation, we need to have a task force, we need to have a policy, we need to have all levels of government deal with the complexity of this condition. Because as a nation, we are effectively doing nothing at the moment.
And you say it is complex. What would you say are the biggest drivers? Is it advertising or access to cheap, unhealthy food?
Well, because it's complex, there are so many aspects of our society. First of all, it's early life experiences. It's mothers before pregnancy. Much of the determinants for our weight trajectory, what we're going to weigh throughout our life, are determined in the first 4 years of life from conception. And following that, we find that if you've got a weight problem as an adolescent, a teenager, you are going to have that weight problem for life. It's not a simple disease. It's not a curable disease. Your listeners all out there know that once they've got a weight issue, they can battle it, but they don't get on top of it. They always have to focus on that issue. So we need, and it's determined, the things that drive it are genetic, they're epigenetic, they're related to how we're fed before the age of three. And we need to think about prevention in that early age group. Just simply focusing on alcohol, sugar in drinks, or these sort of things is not their start, or there's aspects of a start, but they're not a complete overhaul of the way we live that's going to be necessary to make some changes. We need regulation, but we need local government to change our local environments. We need and our approach to food. It's not simple. When I hear people say, oh, look, if we just did this and we just did that, we just reduced sugar, there'd be an answer. There's no evidence for that at all. It's a complex problem. It's something we as a nation need to address.
Right. So what do you make of this new report released from Deakin University, which is kind of promoting a volumetric tax increase on all alcohol? They think it's one of the top prevention policies at the moment. Do you think this would have a big impact?
Well, I'm not sure where they've got that information. I've been in this world, this area of obesity research for the last 20 years, and we have to think about what's happened to our environment over that 20 years. And one of the things that hasn't happened into our environment is we didn't introduce alcohol. In fact, alcohol's been around for thousands of years, and it while it contains calories and while it can be associated with the consumption of calories, I think to mix alcohol with the obesity epidemic is problematic. And the reason I say that is that yes, it has calories, and yes, those calories count, but they're not a major driver of this epidemic. And alcohol has so many other such dangerous things associated with it, with excess. But alcohol's not always taken in excess. And unlike other calorie intake, there are healthy consumptions of alcohol. It's not like smoking. It's not like things that are always dangerous. And we should be very careful not to mix our major public health problems. Alcohol in excess is a major public health problem. Obesity is a major public health problem that we need to address. I am worried about mixing those two. And I'm also concerned that a healthy intake of alcohol, low doses regularly, with meals, a part of the Mediterranean diet, and part of what reduces risks associated with obesity. People who drink small amounts tend to live longer. They tend to have less heart disease. They tend to have less diabetes. So we've got to be very careful that we watch out for mixed messages. If I were Deakin and others, I would not mix messages on major public health issues. I would look at decreasing our calorie intake, our empty calorie intake, which is going to be largely through junk foods, sugar, carbohydrates, etc., rather than focusing on mixed messages that can easily be raised with combining it with the alcohol problem in our community.
Sure. So if we return back to prevention measures then, what kind of needs to be done on an educational level to make sure future generations are healthier?
Well, I think you've predisposed us to education. You think education's going to be an answer. Mm. There's very clear evidence that education in the past hasn't been adequate. It has not done the trick. There's been multiple studies in cities where they've educated people, and education hasn't made a difference. So we have to be when I say this is a complex and terribly, you know, it increases heart disease, diabetes, and cancers, and yet we're not doing much about it. That's why I say it's more complex than simply saying, well, if we just educate people to eat correctly and diet, and exercise regularly, we'll fix the problem. Well, let me tell you, for people who are suffering out there with obesity, with the severe forms of obesity, they've exercised, they've dieted much of their lives, and not a thing's happened. Yes, they've dropped their weight a bit and it's come back. Mm. It's more complex than that. And when I say it's complex and it's difficult and it's something our nation needs to get its head around, that's what I'm really getting at. So what we need to do is have a task force, really join the Deakins and all of the other experts around Australia. And by the way, Deakin has an excellent, it's part of a World Health monitoring group. It's in an excellent position to help us. But I think in this case, they have mixed messages. So there are no simple solutions.
Right.
No
simple solutions. We need a direct research in the complexities of it, I guess,
Research is not we've got lots of, we know a lot about the complexities. We know that there are over 100 things in our community that increase the risk of obesity and are associated with that increased risk. Increasing age of mothers, increasing infertility treatments, people marrying people with similar. There are so many. We're not children watching television. Their hours watching television, the time that they spend in play, televisions in children's bedrooms, homework for primary school children. The list goes on and on. So it's not just junk food, and it's not just lack of exercise. And fixing diets and fixing exercise doesn't do anything to treat obesity very much at all. We've got to do lots of other things. So we've got to understand that it's far more complex. We won't have any simple solutions, one-element solutions, and it's going to take multiple aspects of our community. If we think about a country town, if we can change the way fast food is presented, the food advertising is presented, we can change the way the town looks so that it encourages people to move more. We can bring more movement into schools and so forth. We're not doing this on a broad basis. And in countries where they have taken on a far more complex and whole of community approach, there are now some successes. And we need, as a nation, to stop blaming the people who have the problem and blaming a few industries and come together and say, we as a nation need to do something, and we need to do something serious. Because if we saw any other epidemic like this, we would be horrified. And the costs are absolutely enormous. We are so concerned about what's going to happen to the children being born today and their life expectancy compared to ours.
It is terrible. And if we can kind of direct that help to community action, like you say, in educational ways instead of blaming industries.
It's not education for the community. It's getting the community to act. Understanding that there are a whole range of things. Look, our doctors prescribe medications for mental illness and epilepsy that put on weight. We understand that. They need those medications. But where are the programs to address the weight gain that might occur before that occurs? Yet we blame these people for their lack of control. You know, eating too many calories doesn't cause obesity. If you have the disease obesity, you will be forced to eat too many calories and put on weight. People get it wrong. It's a disease and they can't help it. So personal responsibility, yes, when you've got a disease, you've got to focus on how you manage your disease with your health practitioners, and you do everything to get better. But people with severe obesity do what they think is everything to get better. They don't get better. And the reason for that is they're not being treated for their disease. And, of course, it's obvious that people who are bigger eat more. Yes, that's the disease. They're not satisfied by a small meal. People misunderstand the problem, and therefore they misunderstand how we're going to prevent and how we're going to treat this disease. So really, until we can educate, and the people we should be educating are doctors and healthcare professionals, because their views of this epidemic are exactly the same as those of the public. Until we can get people to understand that it's more complex than just reducing what goes in and increasing energy expenditure, until we can get to that, we're not really going to address this epidemic. And there are many academics, many people around the world working hard to change the messaging. Because until we change the messaging, we're going to keep blaming industry, we're going to keep blaming the people, but we're going to sit back and do nothing with regard to regulation and how we're going to actually seriously address this problem.
Well, Professor John, thank you so much for your time on the show today and shedding light on that issue. And yeah, hopefully we've changed a few minds today to start off with.
We're working on it, I assure you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day. Bye. That was Professor John Dixon from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute, Melbourne, talking about Australia's serious obesity problem and how a proposed uniform alcohol tax could potentially tackle this, but maybe not after listening to John discuss the issue.